Mini episode 180 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Okay, everybody. FDH Lounge, mini episode 180. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross with our part four, our climactic part of our AFC preview for 2012. As we look at this here, it's time for the AFC West. And your idea...
Not very climactic, I think,
kind of anticlimactic, yeah. You and I differ over who's going to win this thing, but it's...
I think we're in agreement that mediocrity rules the day, or worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. I mean, this is... You know, the West division in both conferences is clearly the weakest.
Right.
And you saw Denver last year, obviously, with Tim Tebow, the toes of the town, taking this, backdooring their way in.
Right.
8-8. They won a playoff game. And when you look at this year, I think, you know, where you have the East and the South, very clear winners. The North, you have your usual suspects, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I think... This one is the most unknown commodity.
Yep.
Because, you know, you have your reigning division champion, Denver. Clearly, had they not made any move from last year, everyone would have picked them to fall back to the pack.
Yep.
Had they kept Tebow, they did not. San Diego, perennial underachiever. Kansas City, a team that won the division 2 years ago. Fired its coach last year. And then you have Oakland, who has completely overachieved the last 2 years, yet is on its third coach in 3 years.
Right.
So, I, believe it or not, have two teams from this division making the playoffs. I don't think many people are going to join me in that nationwide, but one of them is not the team of my youth, the Oakland Raiders. I think, you know, we've kind of taken turns here in the AFC, in the East and South, who went top to bottom, the North, who went bottom to top, and I think we'll go... At least I'd like to start at the bottom here in the West.
Sure.
I think the Raiders are a team I've got going 5-11 for many of the same reasons that I have a team like the Browns or the Dolphins finishing last place. Too much instability. And it all goes back. I've gone on a rant here. I'll truncate it here for you for time's sake, Ricky. The Raiders' woes go all the way back to a jealous Al Davis not bringing John Gruden back after the Tuck game against New England.
Yes.
Gruden had taken a team that had perennially underachieved throughout the 90s, taken a journeyman quarterback, Rich Gannon, and turned them into a bona fide contender. John Gruden had become the face of that organization, supplanting Al Davis. I have no empirical evidence of this. No one has ever told me anything that I'm true. It's just a gut feeling. Al Davis was jealous that John Gruden, Chucky, had become the face of the organization, which he had.
Yep.
I know that, you know, you were sort of sour on John Gruden the booth, but you have to admit he's a phenomenal...
This guy.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal coach.
Yes, he is.
He was a phenomenal coach.
Yes.
And he probably is this generation's John Madden, where I don't see him going back to coaching. He just quits very early, and he's not going
to
go back.
He seems to miss it more than Madden did, though.
I mean, I don't know. When I was kind of coming to know John Madden, he was already clearly past his prime. He was not, you know, he wasn't going to go back to coaching in 92.
Well, part of it was he didn't want to have to fly. That
true,
was a part of it, too.
Yeah,
but
that's a big thing.
I agree with you on Oakland, and again, the fact that they may be seeing Terrell Pryor at quarterback before the leaves are off the trees, it's going to be a sad year for violent folks in penitentiaries from coast to coast, because this is not going to be a good year for the Raiders.
Yeah. I'm going to make a recommendation here. Under 7, I think that win total is way too high. 7.
Yeah.
I got it at 5.
I got it at 6, so
remember,
I'm pretty close.
Remember Hugh Jackson last year, the now-fired Hugh Jackson, who I thought did a marvelous job last year, by the way, did not deserve to be fired.
Should have been fired for his work as an executive. See Carson Palmer trade.
I tell you what, Ricky, are you reading my mind here? Remember he came out and called that the best trade ever, or some preposterous statement like that? I think it might have been not only was it not the best trade ever,
yeah,
it might have been the worst. Carson Palmer is done. It's unbelievable.
I know some Bengals fans would think it was the best trick ever.
But for the Raiders, it wasn't. Now, granted, Jason Campbell got hurt, and I feel so bad for Jason Campbell. Do you, a little? I mean, you don't know him personally, obviously, but he just never seems to have gotten a fair shake. He took that bad Washington team to the playoffs one year with Joe Gibbs, and the Raiders were playing well with him.
He is what he is, kind of a guy.
Oh, he's not great. No. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but it seems like, you know, I mean,
I think he's mediocre.
You were, I mean, you know, crying a river of dreams for Colt McCoy, how he never got a fair shake. I could say the same about Campbell, and Palmer gave him nothing last year.
I
could
have said the same
year
about Rob Johnson years ago. Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, okay. But, again, like the other last place teams I have in the AFC, Miami, Jacksonville, Cleveland, not a lot of skill positions. Darren McFadden is a nice piece, but again, you don't win by building around a running back in this league anymore. And I was stunned that this team got to 8-8 the last 2 years. They're not good.
No, they're not.
They won a lot of games ugly. They won some surprise games. They do play in a weak division.
They're sort of like the 2012 Baltimore Orioles, what they did the last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I just think there's too much turnover here in the coaching staff. You can't go on three coaches in 3 years expect to be successful, at least with this personnel.
And they're finally now building a new identity, and that's going to take a little time.
Yeah, Dennis Allen, I'm not sold on him.
Yeah.
So I've got this as the clear last place team.
The one thing I will say, I give a lot of respect to Mark Davis in the sense of you would just imagine that that guy would just completely defer to whatever he believed his father's enduring vision of the Raiders would be. He just went out there with the whole thing of, I want to get the best man for the job. And the fact that Reggie McKenzie is far outside of that tradition, I mean, he played for them at one point, but he's part of the Ron Wolf Packers mold. I give all the respect in the world to Mark Davis for doing that, because most people would feel like they were being disloyal to their dad and going in a completely different direction. He just went with the mandate of, I want to get the best person for the job, and I'm not going to try to judge how they implement a system.
Good point. Good point. I think that there was a point last year, I think they beat Houston the week after Al Davis passed away.
Yep.
And it felt like maybe Lady Luck was going to be riding on the Raiders' shoulders. The Raiders were just going to be a feel-good story. You know, that's kind of funny. You know, what have the Raiders ever been a feel-good story in their history? That's not, you know, the Raiders they're a heel team. They're not a babyface
team. Aside
from
the aforementioned violent felons.
Okay, I mean, they're not a babyface team.
No.
And they didn't make it last year. They crashed and burned late.
It was like a Kevin Sullivan face run.
Yeah, and it just didn't feel. So, in a division where mediocrity rules the day, I think they're clearly the worst team.
Yeah, and I pick them for worse than 6-10, except I think they can steal a few wins from some of the other chodes in this division. Speaking of which, I guess we're going to talk about Denver.
Okay, well, all right. Denver is clearly the marquee team in this division.
Yeah.
They are the reigning division champions. Tim Tebow took the world by storm, okay? But here's what I don't get about the Tebow haters, the blogosphere types, these people.
Okay.
Okay, the prevailing wisdom among the prevailing wisdom among that group is Tim Tebow stinks. Okay,
yeah.
Which is too simplistic. I don't think he stinks. I don't think he is, you know, cut from the successful quarterback loin, but he clearly was the reason that team won the division last year. Not a defense, by the way, that gave up 40 or more points more than any other defense in the league. Thank you very much.
People act like the defense carried them. If you look at the numbers, it was an opportunistic defense.
It was. Look, you talk about resembling the Baltimore Orioles of this year in baseball.
Yeah.
No team ever did. It was ridiculous. It felt like, I talk about Lady Luck maybe being on the Raiders' shoulders.
Right.
With the Tebow thing, Lady Luck was certainly on their shoulders. I mean, those games were they were exciting. They deserved to be talked about. Okay, blogosphere, I'm talking to you. Okay.
I remember making the point to you at the time, where you were like, oh, and then Tebow got him in position for a field goal at the end of the game. I was like, that's like a lunar surface there. 80 yards out is field goal range in Denver.
That's fair. It was crazy, though, and it was fun, and they won the playoff game. But here's the thing. I've mentioned this before in some of the divisions, that Denver's a team that clearly, had they not made a move this year, they would have regressed. The Pythagorean win type said that they were more like a 5-win team last year.
Yeah.
Won 8, won the division. But here's the thing, they did make a move, didn't they? Tebow's not the quarterback of this team, is he? Peyton Manning is the quarterback of his team. And let me bring this full circle and throw this back to you. I find it interesting, particularly given what you're going to say, that all the anti-Tebow sentiment out there. Here they, Denver goes out, and they get Peyton Manning, the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, a top five quarterback for anything that could be debated, but I think he's certainly in the art discussion. I don't see a lot of people picking them to do significantly better with Peyton Manning instead of Tim Tebow quarterback. What do you got to say about that?
I think it's foolish for him to come back. I think he may be in a chair with a drool cup by the end of the year here. This whole notion of, I'm going to go to Europe and get experimental treatment. We're not fixating enough on the fact that everybody is just taking his word for it. It seems like it, that he's good to go through the rigors of a season.
It does scare me, and certainly, and they play Pittsburgh in week one, by the way. A team that is, you know, not exactly...
Is cheap shot HGH Harrison going to be in the game?
He's questionable, I heard. I mean, they knocked Colt McCoy, you know, the next Tuesday.
Helmet to helmet, yeah. Just the way Harrison rolls.
Yeah, so, I mean, look out, Peyton Manning. You've been warned. I've got Denver. It's so interesting when you look at trends. I don't have them winning the division again because I always like to pick against division champions previous to not repeat. So I'm not going to go Denver to repeat as division champions. I've got them 8-8, same as last year, and a wild card. I have them winning over a bevy of 8-8 teams. It just feels, you know me with storylines.
Yeah.
Okay. That Peyton Manning is renaissance. You know, it worked well for Favre, but I don't think in this case it's going to work as well because he's going to look around. People are hyping this Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. Look, the Colts were on a downward slide toward the end there with Manning. I don't think this team is as good as those Colts teams.
No, they're not. They're
so
not.
So I've got them 8-8 and being the last playoff team in the AFC.
I like Thomas to take a step up this year. I'm going to say 7-9. He makes it through enough of the season. I think they win 7 games. He gets injured, they go on the crapper. That's my prediction.
Okay, so clearly, I think if you don't like Denver as much
right
last year, it's because the Manning health concerns.
Right.
I think that's a very legitimate argument to make. So we both believe there's a new division champion here.
Yep.
And this is the only division that we both agree there's a new division champion. And but we disagree. And would you like to go first or shall I? Who makes the case for their team first?
Well, I got San Diego winning it at 9-7, Kansas City at 7-9. And I just, in a bad division, I know San Diego always underachieves, but my default is just going to be, I'm going to go to talent. And San Diego's still the most talented team in the division. I think they are going to miss Vincent Jackson. But Phillip Rivers, in a down year, you know, still proved that he could hit Malcolm Floyd, Antonio Gates, who I'm kind of on the bandwagon. I think he's going to have a good comeback year. Robert Meacham, I think, is going to be able to do at least a little bit more than he did in the overcrowded New Orleans passing game. I think San Diego wins enough to take it. I'm going to default to talent, even though they've underachieved in recent years.
I've said this about them every year, that, oh, this is their year. I'm a huge Phillip Rivers guy. I think he's great. But Norv Turner stinks. I would have picked them to win the division had they fired Norv. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand how their loyalty to him. He's not a good coach.
If they blow out him and A.J. Smith, they could win the Super Bowl next year. I would agree.
I've said that before. I picked San Diego to win the AFC many times over.
Yeah.
In recent years. I'm done with them, man. I mean, I had them winning the division last year. They arguably underachieved worse than they ever have. The talent around Rivers is eroding, in my opinion. And I've got San Diego 7-9 third place.
Okay.
And my division winner, then by default, Kansas City Chiefs, team that won it 2 years ago, kind of, they are sort of alternating with Cincinnati good and bad years. You know, Cincinnati, couple, you know, 3 years ago wins the division, stunk the year next year, win, make the playoffs next year. Kansas City fell badly, and they got off to a terrible start last year. If you remember how bad they were getting blown out early in the year, but they had a just, I talk about Buffalo early on getting besieged by injury. No one got hit harder by the injury bug than Kansas City.
And now they're going to have the real thunder and lightning going with Jamal Charles and Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got hurt on this team. Charles, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Eric Berry was a big loss on the defensive end that got hurt. I've got them going 9-7 and winning the division. You know what's funny? I don't really like any coach in this division.
I was going to say, you're picking against San Diego because Norv Turner stinks, and your division winner is Kansas City with Romeo Crennel.
Isn't it?
Okay.
We talk about the Peter principle a few times here. What Turner is to offense, I think Cornell is on the defense, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's like they're both better
coordinators.
I'm checking
up with
your Raiders. Cornell obviously earned this job with the win over Green Bay late in the year when he took over from the departed.
Which is one of the stupidest things that a franchise can do.
You're
over influenced by that. See Cleveland Browns with Eric Mangini's 2009 win against Pitt's Puke in December.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just think that you have to pick a. Here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to pick a different division winner than Denver.
Okay.
So they're disqualified. Sick of San Diego, they're disqualified. Mm-hmm. And Oakland stinks. That leaves me with Kansas City, and I just do see Kansas City trending upward a little bit. I do. I mean, they fell way off. There are people who will point to their point differential last year and say, I mean, this was like a 4-12 team. I mean, there was one point that I thought Kansas City, and they started horribly. I was like, I don't know if this team's going to win three games. And they overcame it.
And they were getting blown out. They were getting bombed horribly.
They were humiliated on opening week by Buffalo at home, I want to say. Like 40-something-0.
Yeah.
But
and I think Detroit pretty much raped them when they played.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
And was that legitimate rape, Mr. Tyson? But that's what I've got. And then... shall we do AFC playoff?
Yeah, since this is part four, yeah.
Okay, here's my six teams in the AFC to rehash. New England wins the division in the East. Buffalo's a wild card.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, only team out of the North. Houston, only team out of the South.
Okay.
Kansas City and Denver out of the West.
Okay.
My AFC championship game prediction is Houston over New England.
Okay. My predictions are as follows. In the first round, third seed Baltimore over 6 Tennessee. 5 Pittsburgh over 4 San Diego. In the second round, 1 Houston over 5 Pittsburgh, and 2 New England over 3 Baltimore, leaving the AFC championship game Houston over New England. I agree again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we are.
Okay. Both of us going Houston over New England. I think by far, in a way, the two best teams in this conference.
Yes. And you'll have to wait till the NFC ones to see if either one of us thinks that Houston will win the Super Bowl.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.